Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Good afternoon, everyone. I will be your host this afternoon. And it is great to see callers on the line. It's awesome to see that. So, but we would like to bring on our guest, speaker, who will be talking about why it is important to have health insurance. And we are looking forward to hearing him. His name is Thomas Sands. He is a health insurance specialist, and so we want to allow him to come on. Thomas Sands, are you on?
I'm on. Thank you. I'd like to...
Hi, how are you? Awesome.
Just fine. I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I am awesome.
Great. I'd like to first to thank Minister Sarette Sands for having me on the program this afternoon, 12 o'clock. And I know that we're talking about this June is Men's Health Month, and we're talking about how to get good health insurance for men. Okay. And first, I'd like to start off on that note on how men can get good health insurance. I know we all have, for the past few years, heard of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, which normally is called Obamacare. And basically, you will go ahead and apply there. Basically, who's eligible to apply? Well, you apply at the marketplace, and most men are eligible to apply for health insurance. And basically, you would have to live in the United States, be a citizen, and also there's other things that are qualifying. Even immigrants can qualify with a green card or an I card, anything like that. But we just want to just tell you that the health insurance is very important to men at this time, because now that you can really affordable and get it through the Affordable Care Act, now is a great time to go ahead and apply. Normally, open enrollments is normally ran from November to February, and then also you have special enrollment for those of you who have to make some changes in your health insurance. Now, the health insurance itself is have different companies that we work with. You know, from Humana, Coventry, Assurance, Ambetter, Florida Blue Health. Now, health insurance itself for men, some of the things that we do cover that men, because health month for men is prostate cancer, and that's one of the things that you know, we're looking to get screening. And also there's your health and wellness visits that you get free your annual health and wellness visits you get free annually. So besides that, we just like to cover just a couple of topics here with your health and wellness visits that you get free. For those men who do smoke, we have your abdominal screening. That's a one-time screening for men of specific ages who do smoke, and that's a very good screening for those men that do smoke. We also have alcohol use screening and counseling, and also aspirin use for men who men and women for heart disease, because you know for the to prevent heart disease, you have the aspirin use. Plus, you have blood pressure screening. These are all prevented free services through your health insurance, along with cholesterol screening for adults and men who are at high risk, and also depression along with diabetic screening for two for adults, hepatitis C screening, and also HIV screening. So we have a lot of things that prevented health care for men this month. And one of the things that it does is just make sure you get on to get a health insurance carrier. And that's one thing you can do by going to the marketplace. Basically, to qualify for the marketplace, there's a couple of things to do to qualify for the marketplace is that it goes by your zip code, your age, also income, and also family. So if you're a married man and depends on your family makeup, depends if you're going to get help with a depends on if you're going to get help with a subsidy. Single men, same thing. Depends on how much income you have. Depends on how much subsidy you do qualify for. So that's one of the things we do look at with health insurance is to try to make sure you get the best health insurance out there for your dollar. Now, as we know, like I said earlier, November is open enrollment starts all the way up until February. It's probably going to be the same thing this year, probably November 15th all the way up to January 15th. Special enrollment is for those candidates who may have had insurance and may have had some health issues or some may have had some job issues where your job or your income or something has triggered something to trigger a special enrollment. Now, health insurance itself covers a lot of issues, like I said, from hypertension, diabetic, hepatitis, HIV, vaccinations for various things. So for males that are from 18 on up all the way up to 60, 65, you know, one of the major screening is the HIV screening. And basically that is covered under your health insurance for your free preventive services.
Wow.
We also have, yes, we also have under your preventive services, we have lung cancer. That's one of the essential things for adult men aged 55 to 80 who are at high risk. Because if they are a heavy smoker or they have quit smoking within the past 15 years, that's one of the screenings they do look at for men who do smoke. Diabetic screening, you know, that's another free preventive screening you get once a year. You know, to watch your weight, watch what you eat. They're also showing you how you can stay active to control your diabetic. So that's one of the things that us as men we need to look at. You know, if you're type two diabetic. Now, in the course of time, you know, we think of health insurance as just one of the mechanisms that we do need, but what does go along with health insurance, you know, is also life insurance. So health and life insurance and supplemental, those are all three things that coexist together because, you know, you shouldn't have one without the other. because in today's life insurance world, life insurance has a lot of health insurance things on it, because with the new type of life insurance that's out there, we call it with the accelerated benefits, those types of life insurance products is one of the key examples that go along with health insurance, because if you do come down with a critical, chronic, or terminal illness and you're unable to work or anything like that, you want to have some type of benefit rider or some type of mechanism that would also trigger to take care of you through your health. And one of the things that go along with that health insurance, I would say, would be a good life insurance instead of the traditional style, the ones with accelerated benefits. Now, health insurance itself, you know, like I said, you qualify, and there's certain areas that you do qualify in the marketplace with the health insurance. Now, you have to be a certain age. You have to have a certain income, and also the last trigger is your zip code that you live in, because a lot of times if you live in a certain zip code, that insurance company may have a better policy or a better outreach in that particular zip code than another zip code. For example, yes.
Some people want to switch over insurance, health insurance, and they're just not sure how to do that.
Switch over to a different health insurance. You would have to wait till the open enrollment again, or for some reason your plan has been discontinued. Now, for some reason, if your plan has been discontinued, then you can switch over to another plan. Now, when it comes to open enrollment, if you already enrolled in a health plan, you must also go through that enrollment again. It's not like it's automatic, because if for some reason you should not take the time to re-enroll again, you could be put into a plan that's a lot higher in cost, or a plan that has a higher deductible, or a plan that doesn't cover some of the things that you need. So we advise everyone, once you enrolled in a plan and the plan is coming to an end, it's time to re-enroll. You really want to re-enroll into that plan, because that plan may have been discontinued, and they will automatically roll you into either something similar or could roll you into a higher plan that's going to cost you more money.
Okay.
And one of the things
what
we...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And one of the things we like to tell our clients is that, you know, just make sure you return back to the enrollment site to make sure you know the plan fits you, because we have had incidences where a person has got into a plan and a couple of months down the line their job has cut their income. Now, when your job has cut your income, now you qualify for a special event. And to have the insurance company now come in and review your insurance plan. Now, if for some reason you don't do that and you just drop that plan, you know, things can happen. Like in the case of this person, I guess they didn't know that they can have their plan reviewed, and then they went ahead and dropped their insurance plan. Well, a couple of months went by, they ended up in the hospital, and they had no insurance. So right then and there, Now, they went in the hospital not for a day or 2 days. They were in the hospital for about 4 days. And, you know, just going to the hospital, how much that is going to cost. But, you know, it's one of the things we tell you, you know, if you do have something happen in your home life or your job life or some type of special event that causes your pay, your income to come down, then we can reexamine your insurance under special events, and most likely your insurance coverage can be decreased, or you know, they move you to a different plan that's lower in price.
All right. Okay. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a short commercial break, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, we are back, and we would like for Thomas Sam to go ahead and continue at this point. So go on and continue and
tell us more
about what we need to know.
Okay. Now, when it comes to health insurance, one thing is, you know, there's still like some old plans out there. Now, if for some reason you have had a plan since 2009, before February, and for some reason you have kept that plan, most likely that plan is outdated, and it doesn't meet the minimal standards. So it's good to have, you know, come in and have someone take a look at your plan to get it updated to some of the newer plans that we have now, because a lot of plans today they cover pre-existing conditions. And you know, as men, you know, we just don't up and go to a doctor just because we feel a pain or we have a little ache or whatever. You know, we on time we look like we go to the doctors when they're wheeling us out into the emergency room. But like I said, it's good to we have pre-existing conditions. You gotta go out and get these things checked out, because right now with the health benefits with pre-existing conditions, it's covered under the marketplace plans. You know, no insurer can reject you or charge you more money or refuse to pay your essential benefits for any medical conditions before your coverage started. So if you have a plan and you have a pre-existing condition already, you know, go ahead and use up your annual visits, because you know you want to get your physical done, you want to get your prostate done, you want to get your probably colon done, you know, all those things that they keep asking you to do, and your wife keep asking you to do. Did you get that done, or something like on that line? You got to go ahead and get those things taken care of. So pre-existing conditions is no problem nowadays with the health insurance plans that's on in the marketplace. So you must go ahead and get that taken care of. Now, like I said, there's different things that are covered for free under your screening. Like cholesterol, you know, depression, hepatitis C, HIV screening, you know, that's one of the things that there are basically things for you to go get for health insurance. I know I have had clients or people come in and ask me, you know, can my son whatever get health insurance? Because he's now probably incarcerated. No, he has to wait till he come out to get insurance. So you know, if you got insurance going in, great. But if you don't have it while you're in there, you know, you have to wait until you come back in. They're usually for health insurance or life insurance. That's one of the questions that they do ask me about. You know, insurance on your job. You know, if your employer is offering health insurance, I tell my clients that, you know, if they're offering health insurance, make sure you get, you know, if you're going to get health insurance from the, you're going to get health insurance, get it from the job if your employer is offering it from the job. Otherwise, if they're not offering it from the job, then come by and see us, and we can go ahead and get you set up for health insurance. Well, for some reason, if you think your job insurance is high and you just want to get a comparison quote, you can still do that underneath the health insurance plans, just in case you think you can qualify for a cheaper plan or get a little bit better plan. You can do that underneath with us also. Now, there are some guidelines, you know, with health insurance plans, basically, and there are some penalties with the health insurance plans. So if for some reason you didn't get your health insurance or didn't go ahead and sign up for it, you may have to pay some penalties for your health insurance. So, man, we this is something that sometimes right now health insurance is going to qualify one way or another. So it's best go ahead and get your health insurance. So for example, in 2015, there's a 2% penalty, or $325 for adults, and $162 for children, whichever is higher. So, you know, sometimes the penalty could be more than the coverage for your health insurance for the whole year, depending on what plan that you take, because you can end up paying nothing for health insurance all the way up to paying hundreds of dollars, depending on what type of plan that you would like to get. So they do have like a gold plan. They have a silver plan, which is a cost sharing, and we also have the bronze plan. And for people under, I believe it's 21 and under, you have those called catastrophic plans that help at the marketplace. So there's different things that we do have in the marketplace. Now, being treated for going to have your health plan, like I say, you should have a good life insurance plan also, or supplemental plan to go along with it. Because for some, God forbid, if you do go into the hospital for a significant time, you still want your bills or your electric bill, light bill, or something like that being taken care of. You know, health insurance doesn't do that alone, and you know, it's to keep you healthy. You want to think about, you know, where this money is going to come to pay for this. I was telling you about life insurance with living benefits. Basically, what those benefits do is, if you do come down with a critical, chronic, or terminal illness or a critical injury, you can pull money out of your policy to take care of those things to keep your health up while you're trying to recover. So those are one of the great things from that plan that we were talking, you know, we'll get to you later. But, you know, you do have those grandfather plans from health insurance from your health plan that are still in effect, but they may not cover all the essential benefits that you need. So that's why it's always an opportunity to take a look and to update your plans so you can get some of those preventative care options in your plans that you go see once a year, like, you know, your annual physical. And we do, men, you know, a lot of men don't go and take an annual physical every year unless we're forced to. But like I said, like, if this is men's health month, And this is one of the months that, you know, the summer months that you like to see all the men get out there and go ahead and get that prostate checked out. Get that colon checked out, you know. As you get older, those are some of the things that we ask that you go do to get those things checked out. And most of your health insurance companies with the essential benefits do cover that under those preventive measures. So, you know, like I said, it depends on the income that you make, depends on the plan that you get. And a lot of plans, like I said, just about all the plans have the essential benefits on there. So it's then you just gotta get in there and get those plans. Just like even for, you know, ages 15 to 65. You know, we're looking for you to parents go ahead and get those plans covered. Now, there's also an area where not everybody qualifies for the Affordable Care Act, and this is where they fall into the Medicaid stream. And you know, we have states that have expanded their Medicare, and we have states that have not expanded their Medicare. As I do remember, if it's still so, Florida is one of those states that have not, but you can still go ahead and apply for Medicaid if you didn't qualify for the Affordable Care Act. Now, all states, you know, the there's also children on children, most children can stay on their family plan for, I believe, it's age 26, and after age 26, they come off their plan to get a new plan. So that's something else that they would fall under for special enrollment. If a child is on a parent's plan and they all of a sudden are coming off and it's not open enrollment, they would fall under the special enrollment, where now they do qualify to go ahead and get their own insurance. And if they don't qualify as their own insurance,
mm-hmm.
yes, then they would go ahead and qualify for Medicaid.
Okay.
Yes.
We have about 2 minutes, and we wanted to just ask how would people reach you? How can people reach you?
Well, my office is at 5414 Sterling Road in Davie, Florida. That's west of 441 in Davie, Florida. About, I would say, a block and a half away from the Hot Rock. And
okay.
Like I said, we do many things there for our clients, from college and college funding, dental, disability, final expense for seniors, you know, for those of you who do not qualify for regular or traditional insurance, we have final expense insurance, plus we have guaranteed final expense insurance, where anyone who has any type of ailment can qualify. We have retirement funding and also vision.
Okay. Thank you so very much, and we are so ready to get things going. We are so happy to hear from you, and we look forward to hearing from you again. And we also want to mention very quickly that there is a Ving event. Dr. Stevens is going to be the host for that July the 11th. So come on out and enjoy. And we look forward to seeing you all there. Okay? And God wants you whole in every area of your life. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954 954- 292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.